I would often find my young daughter playing and talking to someone, but I didn't think anything of it at the time until she asked me, "What are those ladies looking at?" I went cold and had to make light of the situation. Yeah, that is, that sucks. Hello, everyone. We're back now. Full disclosure. The first 3 minutes is not that bad. First 3 minutes of this pod was already recorded, and then my mic broke, so I had to fix the drivers and stuff. You missed out on some great chat about KFC and Pepsi Max Cherry. Yeah. The, what was it? The Twister Wrap.
Twister Wrap.
Supercharger. What sauce would you, we didn't ask this, what sauce would you go for on the Twister Wrap? Yeah. There's like sweet chili, there's regular mayo, I think, there's Supercharger, there's barbecue.
Yeah, I normally go barbecue or Supercharger.
Yeah.
I think Supercharger is a fantastic sauce. It's like a spicy mayo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a sriracha-y mayo, I think.
Yeah. Superb. Superb.
I just, you can't beat a nice, simple barbecue in my eyes.
Yeah. I do like it. I had the sweet chili fucking bites as well.
Oh, glorious. Nice.
Yeah, glorious. Yeah, but that was my KFC. But obviously, we're recording again. Hopefully, my mic doesn't drop out. So, what I wanted to say was, we're going to do another email. Nice. I'm not saying we're niching the pod down, because we're not. Obviously, anything paranormal. In fact, I mean, let me know in the comments. I wouldn't mind, and I know it doesn't really line up, but I would like to throw in the odd true crime case. Just every now and then. Just, you know, yeah. I don't know.
Mix it up.
Yeah, let us know what you think about that. Maybe we'll change it. Oh, no, you can't reach because Drip is Dude Ron Investigates Paranormal. Unless Drip just became literally Drip. And then it was like the Drip files. And then it's just like anything that can technically be filed away in a file. Ooh. We can do.
Including KFC sources.
Including KFC. We can do whatever the fuck we want anyway. Who gives a shit? But yeah. So I wouldn't mind doing some true crime cases from time to time. But let us know in the comments what you think. But also about niching down paranormal. I would quite like to be known for being a little bit of a paranormal agony aunt. We have another email that is subject titled My Whole Life So Far Experience. Please keep anonymous. So we will get to that in just a moment. But before we do, how's your guys' week been? What have you been up to?
Just been working. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's Friday. Paranormal happened? No, I can't say anything paranormal has happened. I mean, I'm probably, out of all of us, the least likely to have anything paranormal happen. Scott, I feel, is probably the guy to go to for anything paranormal. It just seems to follow that person, you know.
Anything happen, Scott?
Not that I am aware of. Yeah, again, same. Just been working all week, really. Not really done a lot else, to be honest. Bit of gaming here and there. And
staying on the grind. I respect it. I really want to... I stayed at a hotel this week. I won't reveal why, because that would give away what my job is. But... And it did actually give me, it was a lovely hotel, but the layout of the building and stuff very much gave me RAF base vibes. So I'm really keen to get over to an abandoned RAF base, but also into a haunted place. But Scott, you sent an article. No, it wasn't an article. Who was that person, by the way, who said, like, I've been sent reports that Canuck Chase is getting more?
That is Lee Brickley, who Lozzie may remember from the Canuck Chase episode we did. He is the kind of local area expert historian. Right, okay.
So it would make sense for him to receive such information.
Yeah. He's written, I think it was something on the lines of 14 books on Canuck Chase, ranging from the Pigman to ghosts to, you know, Sasquatches, aliens. Splendid. And yeah, apparently, they say he's received reports that the Black Eyed Kids are back.
The Black Eyed Kids are back.
The BEKs.
Yeah. Sounds like a great time to get down there.
The Canuck Chase Chronicles.
Yeah.
He's got it nailed down.
I think the moment it gets a little bit warmer, we've got to get down there. We've got to get down there. I've also promised a good friend Tom, who has been on the podcast as a guest, that he can accompany us to Cannock Chase. It is quite local to him. So, nice. Yeah. But yeah, we definitely need to get down there for sure, for sure, for sure. So we'll do that very soon. I also have a drone, which will be pretty tasty for Cannock Chase shots for sure. But yeah, okay. Well, that's all to look forward to. Can I just throw
behind the scenes in for the drone? Is this the same drone you had the first time we went to the Ancient Ram Inn?
No, I couldn't get that one to work properly.
Because I think all four of us with that one tried to get that thing to take off, and it was not cooperating.
Yeah, couldn't do it. So not to say I've given up on it at all, but there is a new one now that is. I've been flying around for my new job, and it's pretty fucking tasty. So yes, we'll definitely be able to borrow that. All right, so. Anonymous, got to remember Anonymous, nearly read out the name. So, hi, hope you and the team are well. Congratulations on your engagement. Thank you very much. Also, can this please stay anonymous? Well, I'm 43 now, and I shall start this story from the first thing I can remember. I must have been about 5 years old at the time. I've never been able to sleep in the dark, so my bedroom door is always wide open with the landing light on. I woke up in the middle of the night. There was a black figure in my bedroom doorway, just standing there. It seemed to have a witch's hat on. Well, its hat had a pointy top. I eventually got back to sleep after just looking at it. The next morning, I told my dad what I had seen, and he said it was him. I knew it wasn't. That's the first thing.
It's good parenting just to start off there.
Don't worry, it was me.
That's a good way of getting your kid to not, you know, because meanwhile, if your child says that to you and you know it wasn't you and there was no one else in the house, you're gonna be shitting yourself slightly. But to then sort of go, no, it was me. Ignore it. Never mind. I was just, you know, walking around in my witch's hat.
Yeah.
It's good parenting.
I mean, it sounds to me like textbook sleep paralysis, but or just a dream, you know. But obviously it could be something paranormal. But it's just the fact that, you know, just going straight back to sleep, like I wouldn't be able to do that. I couldn't see someone standing in my doorway and just be like, well, fuck it. And then just go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Which makes me inclined to believe it was perhaps in a dream kind of state.
It makes more sense for it to, like, logically, it makes more sense for it to be that.
Yeah. Or you could just be absolutely fearless and just be like, what the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah.
Stare at me some more and then just go to sleep. Fair play. Fair play. Right, so we lived in a house that always had strange goings on. Like spoons would just fly across the landing and the one hit my sister on the head. The gas cooker would turn itself on. The fuses would go all the time. Light bulbs would just explode. Doors shut by themselves. Hearing running around upstairs when no one was in, and much more. I like the fact that this ghost specifically likes spoons.
Yeah, it's a niche.
But like, do you know what? That I mean, and I want to be, you know, incredibly respectful, and like, you know, anyone that emails in, you know, we'll be polite, take you for your word and respect it as, you know, this is your lived experience, blah blah blah. Obviously it's open to interpretation. We may be able to solve it with a rational explanation, or maybe we can't. But I have to say, to specify that it's just a spoon, I feel like if you were just writing a story, you'd be like, oh yeah, cutlery was thrown everywhere, you know, or the knives and forks were thrown everywhere. But to just go like specifically spoons were thrown,
yeah,
it almost feels like a lived experience. Do you know what I mean? Because it's so oddly specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would normally, like you say, normally you would just say cutlery.
Yeah.
I feel like spoons would not be my first choice either. Like, if I was going to pick one, I think I would probably go knives, forks, spoons.
Because they're pointy. So maybe it was just like a poltergeist fucking about, but didn't want to do any harm as such. So it's like, if I love a spoon, I read. You know, but if I love a knife, and you know, get the angle wrong.
See, I'd go for a whisk. It's not really cutlery, but it makes a nice noise. It'll make like the kind of meshy noise.
Yeah. Like a prang.
Yeah.
Maybe a spork.
Yeah. I don't know what I'd throw. Rolling pin.
He's going for the brain injury straight off the bat.
Cheese grater.
Ooh. Jesus.
No. Potato peeler.
Garlic press.
Garlic
pestle
press.
Pestle and mortar.
Separately as well.
Yeah.
One at a time.
Colander.
That'll make a nice
colander
noise.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
A nice clam. Entire...
Oh, beautiful. But yeah, no, listen. Spoon specifically. Light bulbs exploding and stuff. I mean, I've had that. I've had light bulbs melt and then literally drop from the sky
onto
my bed. Yeah, when we were in the apartment, the light bulb melted and just
after Darren Woods.
Bloop, yeah, after Darren Woods, yeah. And another light bulb exploded in the kitchen. Loads of weird shit happened after Darren Woods, man. That thing fell off the shelf, but it was...
at an impossible angle.
Yeah, it was literally at the back of the shelf. And it fell
and
off
there was
the
potential
floor.
Home invasion.
Yeah.
Home invasion, the voices. There's loads of stuff. That was really fucking weird.
It was just convenient you were streaming at the time.
Mental.
Because I feel like nobody
Maya
would
was.
You.
Well, yeah, Maya was. And I was in the fucking bath. Yeah. That was fucking crazy. Okay, so running around upstairs when no one was in it much more. Okay,
did they say the hobs were turning on as well? The gas?
Yes, the gas cooker turn itself on.
That one's kind of terrifying.
Dangerous.
Yeah, that's what we sort of glossed over that one. But
yeah, you could buy a gas hob being turned on with an exploding light bulb and you have a bad time. Straight up.
Yeah.
So my little sister, baby at the time, was being pushed on the bed like someone was trying to make her fall off the bed. This is while my mum was getting her dressed. As she got older, she would often play in the corner of the room with someone, laughing, etc. She just said it was her friend. Another night, when my parents got home, the babysitter was white as a ghost as she heard running back and forth across our bedroom. Mine and my two sisters. She obviously came to make sure we wasn't up, but we were all fast asleep. We all just kind of cracked on with the strange goings on as there was naffle we could do about it. My mum did ask the local vicar to bless the house, but I'm not sure what came of it. It's quite interesting, you know. I was thinking about this kid that I went to school with. I won't name him, but I just remembered the other day, and this like paragraph of sort of like you just kind of got on with it just reminded me, because he lived with his dad, and their house was apparently haunted. And obviously, you know, hearing that as a school child, it used to scare the fucking shit out of me. But he'd say, like, you know, things would move and all that sort of stuff, you know, the classic stuff. But he'd be like, he said, you know, he'd be sat there watching TV in the house alone. And then in his periphery, in the corner of his eye, he'd just see someone standing there. But he knew, and his dad would corroborate all this stuff, and he knew as soon as he'd turn and look, it would be gone. And then he'd look back at the TV, and then there'd be someone standing there again. But yeah, I completely forgot about that until the other day. I don't, you know, I think I was listening to this pod or something like that, and I was just like, oh, fucking hell, yeah. Kane. I won't say his last name. And I was like, that's mad. He used to tell us all about that, but it was just so weird because it was the periphery thing that I just thought was the creepiest fucking thing in the world. Like, imagine something being there watching you, but the moment you go to look at it, it's not there. It's just rank. It's just absolutely rank. So, yeah, they tried to get the house blessed. A few years went by, and we had a loft conversion. One night, before the carpet was put down on the stairs leading up to the loft, my parents heard footsteps and a knock at their bedroom door. They opened it, and no one was there, as we were all asleep. Anyway, I eventually moved out, and wherever I've lived, more strange things happen. Sounds like something might be attached to you. One of the places I lived, there was always strange noises, and yes, I did think it could be the neighbors, as you have to rule things out, but things would go missing, and I would find them in strange places. Could also be a frog. I would often find my young daughter playing and talking to someone, but I didn't think anything of it at the time until she asked me, "What are those ladies looking at?" I went cold and had to make light of the situation as I was shit scared. Yeah, that is that sucks. That just straight up sucks.
You just can't prepare yourself for a child to completely ruin your day.
Yeah, ruin your life.
Yeah.
Because you're probably like, well, I got to fucking move now. Nice one.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I just don't know how you reply to that, really.
In it.
Do you even ask the question, what ladies? Or would you just say, right, let's get the fuck out?
Yeah.
Yeah, just
well,
accept
this
it.
This is it now. We're done. We're out of here. And I like this house. God damn it. But now it's tainted. So yeah, not fucking great at all. There was another thing in there that I wanted to pick up, but I can't remember what it was. Maybe it wasn't, but yeah, that's fucking grim. After I had my second daughter and she had not long started school, I was at home cleaning, and as I vacuumed the stairs, I heard some child shout, "Mummy." As I looked up, I seen a little girl. And then she just vanished.
Fuck.
I tell you what, mate.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if this stuff is following her from place to place, is attached to her, so you kind of. I've got to remember this is a viewer, and obviously we're trying to help. We're not trying to make things worse. But I was going to say, like, if it's attached to you, you know, you can't outrun these things, you know.
Yeah, blessing the house probably isn't the thing to do. Blessing yourself.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we potentially, by cleansing Maya's parents' house, we did that, apparently.
Yeah.
Because they haven't had any instances that I've heard about afterwards.
Maybe we could cleanse this person.
Maybe.
Does that work?
I don't know. Do we have insurance for that? Are we insured for personal cleansing?
Can you say?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you cleanse yourself with sage, or is it just buildings?
I reckon sage. Fucking.
That's it. I mean, it does. It absolutely.
It stinks.
Stinks.
Ready, so it smells bad.
Oh, see, he's got some. There you go.
That's it. Wasn't that from China?
Yeah, Chinese sage.
Glorious. Chinese sage.
Booth,
glorious.
Booth the sage.
Oh man, so you've got a little girl attached to you. And she just vanished. One night, my daughters were in bed. It was about 11 p.m. I was on the phone to my sister and I heard music. It got louder when I went up the stairs and walked into my eldest daughter's room. It was her stereo. I tried to turn it off, but it wouldn't. So in the end, I had to unplug it. Also, it wasn't an alarm that had just been set. It's just rank, isn't it?
That's
rank.
Music's one of those things that when you hear it in a distant part of the house and you don't quite know where it's come from, it's like, I do think it kind of depends on the song.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I don't think it does, because I was just thinking, right, if right now, downstairs, I heard, "What do you fill me up, buttercup, babe?" Right, that's a lovely, upbeat, happy song. That would scare the fuck out of me, and that song would shift from being so happy and like, wow, to just terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, what if you were like sat here now and just from downstairs you heard the crazy frog? Would that shit you up?
It wouldn't. Do you know why it would? Because we found that crazy frog.
Okay.
In the middle of the attic.
Poor example.
It isn't Myers. And if it was the previous owners for some reason, why for the first 3 years wasn't it in the middle of the floor in the attic? And then all of a sudden it was. So that would almost be like a sign, Scott.
Crazy frog.
Now I'm scared. Crazy frogger. That's what I was going to bring up. Thank you for saying that. You know, earlier when I said, oh, it could be a frogger. Genuinely right now, right? And both could be innocent or malevolent. So you don't know.
Right.
Would you rather a potentially innocent or malevolent frogger or potentially innocent or potentially malevolent ghost in your house?
Frogger.
I don't know.
I can punch a frogger in the face. I don't know if I can right hook a ghost.
You don't know. You could.
I don't know, but there's no chance that I couldn't punch a frogger. I could try and punch a ghost and my fist goes right through. A frogger, I'm hitting the frogger whether, you know, I want to or not. If I start swinging, the frogger's going down. The ghost might just stand there and laugh at me.
But what you're actually choosing is, I mean, we don't know, the ghost could kill you, but you're choosing a murder conviction over possible getting spooked.
Scott,
is murder conviction if the frog has jumped out of my attic at me?
You have to use reasonable force.
Yeah. But you could have stopped swinging when his corpse was...
No, but you just said you were going to kill him, didn't you?
Well,
I know you said he's going down.
He's going down.
So we just got to hope that you've got the self-control to stop punching.
He would.
Allegedly. Possibly.
That's it.
Maybe.
I think in that case, I'd choose the ghost.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, logically speaking, I'd rather there be the potential of maybe something paranormal, because I'm yet to believe. But with a frogger, there's actually someone there. So
yeah, I would choose the ghost for multiple reasons. First, because of what we do. Second, because I'd move out, and then as long as it didn't follow me, make this a paranormal hotspot for people to come and investigate, because we know there's a ghost here, so they can experience that, which is great.
Yeah.
And also, there's just something. I know, obviously, the idea of a ghost being in your house is scary. It absolutely fucking is. But the idea of a fucking person living in your house.
Yeah.
That's just fucking mental.
It is. But at the
coming
point
down from your fucking attic to eat and shit while you're out.
At the point I find out they're living in my house, they will not be anymore, I'd like to clarify.
That's it.
The second I decide there's a frogger living there, the frogger is leaving.
What about
What
about if there's a family of froggers and you only catch one?
Oh, that's it. And you killed, this has just gone so fucking wrong. I was going to say, you killed, like, the little brother frogger. Oh. He's still an adult, right? This guy hasn't killed a child.
So I've like, done in Tommy Fury. Now Tyson's coming down from the attic to have a go with me.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Right?
I just love it in this story that you just got, like, a fucking, you know, a family of boxers as froggers in your
fucking... Yeah.
And then at this point, Tyson comes down. I'm not right hooking him. He ain't going down if I punch him, I don't think.
No.
You're right, ghost, because, yeah, okay. It very much depends who the frogger is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
I guess on a general level, yeah, I guess I'd try my luck with a ghost more.
Evaluate the situation, then swing.
On the off chance Tyson Fury or the equivalent frogger version comes out of my attic.
Yeah, I just think it'd be more... I just think it's just something more sinister for some reason.
It's about. More. It's. I feel it's a more, such more of an invasion than a ghost.
Yeah.
Because the ghost.
Yeah.
Because really
if it's
like
a ghost,
physical.
Maybe it's like, this was their house first. Oh, yeah. Fair enough. I'm in your shit, but like,
maybe
I'm
the frogger.
Yeah. Technically.
I mean, that also kind of raises the question with froggers of, how are they getting in? How do they get in my attic in the first place?
Yeah.
Because it's not an easy thing to do. You'd need.
They
like,
were born there. Little frog spawn in the corner.
At that point, I don't know if that's still a frogger. If they were born and grew up in your attic, I think you're past the frogger point.
You merely adopted.
I'm home alone, and because we're talking about like froggers in the attic, I'm absolutely shitting myself. Because the attic hatch is there. So they just drop down.
Yeah. And just immediate access to you.
Yeah. I'm but dead. Again, let's say you did have a Frogger. They would have to have gotten in your house, gotten up into that hatch without you coming in and noticing a ladder.
That's it.
It's an Allen key, by the way. It's not a fucking weapon, all right?
It is a weapon.
It is now. What were you saying? Sorry, Scott, I missed that. I was too scared.
Like, if the Frogger is in your attic now,
yes,
you've got to think about how they got in there.
Yeah.
You never came home one day and found a ladder in the middle of your room going up to the attic.
Like, no, to be fair, you can pull it up.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
It makes it worse because it makes it more likely.
Oh, shit.
That's
fuck's
true.
Sake.
Yeah. Point.
If I was doing, should have the live probability in percentage on the screen at all times that there's a Frogger in your house because it would be going up right now.
Oh, man. Yeah. I feel sick. Oh.
Put your bets in the comments
this
on
sucks.
The odds of there being a Frogger in Jordan's loft.
This was a shit conversation to begin. Right, where this email's still going, by the way. Where did we get up to, though? Shit scared? Yeah, the ladies, weren't it? After I had my second daughter and she had not long started school, I was at home cleaning as I was vacuuming the stairs. Oh, no, we've done that. The vanishing child. Very, very scary. One night, my daughters were in bed. It was about 11 p.m. and I was on the phone to my sister and I heard. We've done that as well. That's the stereo. So I went on such a tangent. I'll probably finish the email. I just didn't even realize. Another evening, I was sorting the washing out. This is a new one. And I felt like someone was standing right behind me, like my neck was burning. I left the washing and went straight to bed.
That's it.
I don't. And listen. Love you for sending this in. Thank you so much. Love everyone that sends in the emails. DutyRhino@gmail.com or DutyStories@gmail.com. I do need to understand. If I was doing something like that, if I was in the house and I was like, oh my God, there's someone literally standing behind me. My neck is burning. This is fucking horrible. I'd leave the house. I wouldn't go, I'm just going to move somewhere else and then make it within the house and then make myself unconscious.
I would say that they've kind of given enough, maybe not enough, but in the start of the story, they did say that they'd just get on with it and just like kind of
true.
It was normal. So I feel like they've just continued through life with that kind of way of thinking.
I'm kind of picturing this as a, if I, you know, I don't acknowledge it. So let's say that there was a demon standing behind them and they just at no point.
Yeah.
Looked at it, acknowledged it. I think that's a good way of dealing with it.
Yeah.
Don't turn around and try and, like, you know, interact with it. Just get on with your night, essentially.
Yeah, it might give it power.
Yeah, just get on with your night as it is. I think that's a good way to respond to that.
Yeah. Fair play. Where I live now, I moved again. I often see shadow figures moving up the wall behind my TV. Or I see things out of the corner of my eye. Also, when I'm in my room, I often see things standing by the door. Fucking hell. The usual bang. No. Right? You know, this is, I feel so sorry for this person because this sentence shouldn't be a thing in your life. And the fact that it is, I feel so sorry for you. I am, right? The usual bangs and things falling off places for no reason. That's not usual.
No.
That's very not usual. And I'm so sorry that that is usual to you. Oh. I wish that would listen. If the ghosts in this house are listening, yeah, get in the box.
That's it.
Get in the box.
Frog as well.
Froggers as well.
That's it.
Get in the box.
Now, I've got a business proposition for this person writing in. If they own this home, you've got a business opportunity because this place, I would say anywhere you go pretty much at the moment is guaranteed to be haunted.
Well, do you know what, right? You got to think about this, yeah? So if you are haunted, not your location, that makes you potentially as a business model, a traveling circus of the paranormal. Because you can just be like, yeah, right, so what I'm going to do is I'm... This sounds awful. What I'm going... I'm going to try and think of this in a way that is business savvy. Essentially renting yourself out for the evening. Not like that.
Right.
So basically, look, there's ghosts attached to me. So you can spend the evening with me. Not like that. In an Airbnb or somewhere like that. Not like that.
It just gets worse.
Right? Because I have to be there for these things to happen because they're attached to me. So I'll come and do a paranormal investigation with you because I'm bringing the juice. You know?
That's it.
So rather than having a haunted house, you're the haunted thing. So you're like, you can... hate it because renting a person, obviously, the implications, but you can rent me for a grand a night.
There you go.
Not like that.
Out of context. Let's go.
Yeah, no, like, because if I stand in a room, shit's going to fall over. There's going to be ghosts in the corners and stuff.
Yeah. If the stuff's attached to you, you very much are a conduit for it.
Yeah,
it's kind of it makes sense.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I think that you listen. Let's turn a negative into a positive here, and a bit of a learner for you.
At this rate, I might just put this conspiracy theory forward. They are the ghost.
Oh.
Oh my God! I've been emailed by a ghost.
That's it.
Can ghosts have email accounts?
They can.
Ghosts at ghoulmail.com. I should have known.
Interesting question. Do ghosts pass the little capture thing of I'm not a robot?
It's not. They're not robots. Yeah,
they're not robots.
But then some of them say I'm human.
Ooh. Well, that's the way to be a human ghost.
Well, they are kind of ethereal. We're still going, by the way. Not sure what it is or if they follow me.
Yeah.
They definitely. I'm so sorry to tell you. They do. But it doesn't matter where I live, it's always the same things. I'm not mad in the head, and I know what I hear, see, and feel is real. It doesn't scare me anymore, but I do run up the stairs like my life depends on it after I've turned all the lights off.
I do that.
Okay.
Also, I mean, I feel like you're not scared
and then saying I run upstairs whilst I turn the lights off.
Yeah, see, I'm not scared of ghosts in my house, but I do also turn the lights off and sprint up the stairs in case there's like an axe murderer behind me.
Scott, we know you're not scared of ghosts in your house because you're trying your best to fucking get ghosts in your house. Yeah. The shit you buy.
This is true.
Also, for the past few months, I wake up at 3 a.m. on the dot and struggle to get back to sleep. It's strange. And I've tried to go to bed at different times as if I've gone to bed early and had too much sleep or gone to bed late, but it makes no difference. I get like really strong gut feelings about situations, and where we live now is not nice. Like the house feels so sad, if you know what I mean. There is so much more I could tell you, but I'd need about a week to put it all into words. Well, we're always happy to hear your story. So if you ever do fancy jotting a few more bits down, please do. Thank you for taking your time to read this, sweet one. Good. Thank you so much. We'll, of course, keep you anonymous. Yeah, thank you for that. That was amazing. That was amazing. I'm sorry to give you my diagnosis. You are haunted. Okay.
Your ghost. Yeah,
like I said, there's a business opportunity for you there. You know, just be like, look, I am haunted. And if you'd like to experience my hauntings, you know, £50 an hour, let's go.
Unless it's us, in which case you let us do it for free.
Yeah, well, come on now.
Yeah.
We'll throw in some merch, which I'm still in the process of getting fucking designed. We'll get there. That T-shirt press in my conservatory will be turned on one day. But yeah,
that's brilliant. Prove that it's working when you sell it.
For the video on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh man, where? Well, let me. So, Okay, we've got some questions. We've got some questions. So, of course, Patreon question of the day, of the pod. So if you want to become a patron, get over to patreon.com/studiorhino, where you get lots of behind-the-scenes stuff and all that good jazz. You get Patreon-exclusive podcasts and the Patreon question of the day as well. And there's a group chat. There's like a WhatsApp group chat. Patreon. It's through Patreon, not through WhatsApp. I have already confused people on that. Okay, so basically, before we started this pod, this podcast episode, I put a post out saying Patreon podcast of podcast question of the day. Fucking hell. So let me just quickly have a little look.
A peruse.
Okay. I've got one. So, if you had to, this is Alex Newman. If you had to, where would you rather stay overnight, alone, with only a head torch and nothing else? A forest, an abandoned location, or a pay-to-enter location, e.g. Ramin 30 East Drive. So I want to pick a location. Okay, so I'm going to go. You have to stay there overnight, alone, head torch, nothing else. May well be ghosts there. Forest, the abandoned RAF base, or 30 East Drive. You have to stay there. Which one are you doing?
Which forest?
Rendlesham.
Rendlesham. Probably the creepiest we've been to.
Rendlesham. I mean, to be fair, any forest alone in the dark with a head torch is fucking rank.
Yeah, fair.
There's a forest down the road from me. As far as I'm aware, not even remotely haunted. I would not want to walk through there by myself.
No.
At night with us. Yeah, so what are you saying? Forest, abandoned RAF base.
I feel like this one's a little bit easy for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Because that each drive's just a house.
Well, it's also more secure because you're literally locked in.
Not if I'm there, you're not.
Well, yeah, true. But you're right, it does say alone. So I feel like I would remember that you almost let someone in. And I'd not succumb to that persuasion technique.
Do you go 30 East Drive? Yeah.
30 East Drive, yeah. Because anywhere abandoned, fuck off. If all I've got is a head torch, get fucked, right?
Yeah.
Even to a forest is basically an outside abandoned place, really.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah it's going to be 30 East Drive every day of the week.
Okay.
I'm in the same. I think
30
East Drive it has to be. I mean, there are some, you know, pay to enter places that I think would be much worse than others.
What would they be?
I think 30 East Drive.
What pay to enter place would make you think, do you know what? An abandoned building isn't too bad. Ancient Ramage is pretty fucking scary, isn't it?
It's pretty scary. And I'm not a fan of it, but I also love it, but I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, it's scary, but if I just had to stay in there myself.
I think we're just going to pick the abandoned place every time. The pay to enter. I was going to say Shepton Mallet Prison.
Yeah.
I think, fucking scary place.
I think the problem is, take the ghosts out of this equation.
Yeah.
I would rather be in a secure building with locked doors than be in a place where there's potentially a frogger, an angry homeless man, or a bear. I don't think we have bears in this country. Well, I ain't taking the chance. I don't want to find out.
Now, if you rephrase this question and say there's a chance that there's a frogger in the pay to get in place, then that changes the story a little bit.
Yeah, could be. It's not to say there wasn't.
A frogger in 30 East Drive.
Oof.
That would fucking suck.
Yeah. You just got a fucking head torch. You just hear him banging.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I think, but that East Drive fucking sucks as well. Because it's just fucking creepy. You know, it's like a fucking time capsule from the 70s. Yeah. It's so eerie.
Yeah. There's not any of the paid locations we've been to.
None of them to me. Yeah. Fucking rank.
None of the paid locations we've been to me are places I'd like to spend my time
alone.
Alone with a torch. Like, if you had to spend your time alone with just a head torch in the Maid's Head, and that's a hotel room.
Yeah.
People literally pay to stay there.
Yeah, that's the most expensive suite. It's the honeymoon suite. They pay £300 a night to go in that room and turn the lights off. You know,
we're being offered this with a head torch, and I wouldn't say yes.
Oh God, it's got a shiver. It's fucking horrible.
That might be the one that I think you might pick an abandoned building for.
Oh man, that place.
Just because I think PTSD. The PTSD, yeah.
That was so bad. The next day was so fucking bad. I was a fucking mess because my adrenaline had gone so high and then just dumped like a motherfucker. I was like in a bad place for about 4 days.
I don't even think I saw you the next day, and I was at your house. I don't even remember.
He's just in the corner,
you being
just
there.
Honestly, that was so bad.
That was so bad.
Yeah.
All right. And then to tackle the tiredness, I like OD'd on fucking energy drink as well.
Yeah.
So the anxiety was just fucking on another level.
Yeah, but take that and then say, okay, if I spend a whole night by myself with a head torch in any abandoned place I've been this far.
Oh, mate.
That would be infinitely worse, in my opinion.
Yeah. And genuinely dangerous.
Yeah.
On so many levels, not just like in an abandoned building. Oh, yeah, there could be someone around the corner who is off their nut on spice or bath salts and is a literal fucking zombie right now.
Yeah.
But the floor could just collapse.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that building that me and Bailey went to, which we still have to do a live stream reaction to, that building that me and Bailey went to, where you and Maya waited outside. We walked into that fucking room and the floor was soft and it just crumbled underneath our fucking weight. And it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that is just fucking crazy. But abandoned buildings, there's just no rush like it. I really don't think there is, other than when the shit happened at the Ram. But yeah, it's fucking, I think I would take, yeah, a paid-for place for safety because, excuse my yawn, it's been a long week. As scary as the paranormal stuff is, you know, we haven't been, like, lobbed out of a window or anything yet. So abandoned places do feel infinitely more dangerous.
Although, thinking about it, we kind of did Rendlesham at night with head torches.
Yeah.
So that
and Ronnie was livid. He was like, turn them off.
Yeah.
Your eyes will adjust.
Like, realistically, it's just what we did then, but the entire night. Like, you could just walk around the woods the entire night with your torch.
Yeah.
Which actually doesn't sound great.
Yeah, I mean, my uncle camps by himself all the fucking time in forests and stuff. It's crazy.
But I feel like that might actually not be too bad.
Well, he said, because I highlighted that in the Daring Woods video and I mentioned him and what he does and stuff. And he commented saying, the thing is with going camping on your own is you take into the forest. Sorry, what did he say? He was like, you go in to the forest with what you take in or something like that. I.e. if you're going in there like all ghosts and all scared and all, then you're going to feel that way.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're just sort of like, oh, this is a hobby that I really enjoy, getting out into nature where it's all tranquil and peaceful and blah, 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 then that's just what you're going to be thinking about.
Yeah.
So we kind of fucked ourselves by going into the paranormal kind of element, I think.
Yeah, we can't enjoy a nice hotel room now.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, no, so I think we'd all go for pay for. But thank you so much for the question. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Yeah, okay. Well, I think that that has been another fantastic episode. Thank you so much, anonymous person, for your email. If you want to send in an email, please do. It's dudyrhino@gmail.com or dudystories@gmail.com. Dudystories@gmail.com is the like actual one that is for stories. But I thought I'd just open up my other email because, you know, if you're just going to send me a long email of a paranormal experience, then, you know, happy days. Yeah, thank you so much, Lozzie and Scott, for joining me. Thank you for listening, guys. Please share the pod. Give us a five-star review on Spotify and stuff, if you could be so kind, as well, if you're listening to us. And, yeah, thank you very much. We'll see you next week on the pod. We still need... Right, now, right. Let's stop. Listen, this is the pod. We're still in the pod. Outro.
I think...
What should we say?
I think it's kind of a bit of our staple that we don't have one. It's just different every time, pretty much.
Yeah. I kind of like the fact we wing it.
I mean, it would look... It's more professional to have a proper intro and a proper outro.
I know. I feel like we've got an intro.
Well, the intro...
Maya said this. She was like, we ain't got... And I was like, what do you mean? That's where it goes...
Oh, well, all right, yeah.
Oh, we've got an intro, yeah. I mean an intro that we say.
Yeah,
but it's usually like, just, welcome to the pod.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
About the episodes you're not in, we do that just before.
Yeah. We're going to have to call the audio. What? So we're drip. Hello, driplets. Droplets.
Dry like driplets.
What's happening, drips?
Yeah, you know, I mean,
what's happening, drips?
We're like, drip out. And then the pod ends.
That's it.
I mean, that's not bad.
Drip out.
You get all the exclusive here, guys. But the thing is, you know, I know outros are important, but if you're staying to the end of the pod, then you must enjoy it, which is lovely. So thank you.
I think if you get to this point of the pod and then it ends and we haven't done an outro, and
yeah, and then they go,
subscribe.
Fuck.
You unsubscribe and don't listen again. I don't really want you listening, quite frankly.
That's it. It's got
to... Alienate the audience.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, there's no way that people have listened all the way to this bit right now and gone, this is shit. Like, what? They must have enjoyed it to sit here for 50 minutes.
I still like that it would...
You can't be that bored.
It would make more sense for them to listen to this all the way to the end and still think, oh, I didn't like that. If you think that not having the outro is worse, that's like, okay, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
If you've made it to this point and you've loved every second of it, you're on the edge of your seat and then it cuts. I don't know what to say
and you're
to
like,
you.
And then you just lob your phone against the wall.
Well,
like,
I have no fucking closure. How do I know it's ended?
Yeah. Has my Wi-Fi dropped out? You'll never know. You'll never know. But you'll find out if we're still going next week. We will.
Yeah.
So that's when you'll find out if your episode ended early or not. Or if there's just no outro.
If you've got a suggestion for an outro, put it in the comments on YouTube. Or join the Patreon, comment it there.
Yeah. We're dropping the drip. Drip out.
Drip out.
Drip out.